Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here. It's quite a bit of a change between yesterday and then today this morning. Had a little snow. It's like nothing like South Dakota weather, I tell you what. But if you want to look to your bulletin and look at the announcements here, there's a thank you from Jim and Tammy for all that the church has done for them and different things like that. You could read through that. Bridal shower is on this Saturday, March 28th, for Sarah Jessen. The Centennial Committee is still looking for volunteers and stuff. The sign-up sheet was, we met this last week and changed a few things and got some things going. There's heads of the different, organizations or different things like that you can see on there. Ask them if they need help, if there's an opportunity to do that. You better ask him, otherwise you might get asked. So that'd be a good thing to do. Skipping that one for now. Short-term missions funding, we have an application out in the foyer for that. If anybody's going on a short-term missions trip this summer, is the majority of time that people do that. If you could get those filled out and back to the missions board by May 3rd, that'd be great. Victory Center Bible Camp, we still got the sheets out there for the sponsorship to be able to go for any kids connected to the church or community. We'd like to send some more kids there, so if you're thinking about that, look to see what camps are available because they don't last long, so make note of that. If you look into your bulletin, you can see the thank you sheet in there. We are done with Club Rock this year. We had our program on Wednesday, and if you missed it, I'm sorry, but it was pretty good. The kids sang and did a wonderful job. It was fun. So, but if you made it there, I hope you were blessed. But thank you to whoever helped or did anything. If you're in the building or here, can you just stand? And we'd like to give you a round of applause just so everybody else can see who actually showed up just about every week to help with Club Rock. So go ahead and stand up and we'll give them a round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, there's a few in here that didn't stand that brought cookies and snacks for the kids. I don't know if you realize how much of a treat that is for the kids. They love it too. So if you're walked in that door and if your name is on the list, there is a candy bar out there for you or some sort of candy, to just a small token of our appreciation for you and all that you've done for our kids in this church and in this community as well. So with that, now that you're on that list, I might just take that list. There's another sign-up sheet out there for VBS, which you can see in the announcement. We are doing our VBS, and we'll be able to show you the theme and all that kind of stuff here in a second. But there's a sign-up sheet out there. Go ahead, sign up if you can help. I know that's a lot of a commitment, but it takes an army because we get an even bigger army of kids here on that week. So sign up for that. If you got any questions about any of that kind of stuff as far as where the help is and all that kind of stuff, just come talk to me or anybody that's served in that position before. So with that, I'm going to show you the promo video for our VBS this year. And Kason, you want to click it?
Top of the morning to you folks. Our kids sure are searching for hope in a chaotic world, aren't they? Looking for ways to cross from anxiety to peace as they navigate social media, school, and even world events. Like sheep without a shepherd, they need a trustworthy guide for their lives. Introducing Emerald Crossing, an Irish adventure through Psalm 23. An unforgettable Answers VBS experience where kids discover peace and security through Jesus. This summer, your children will journey through Ireland's lush landscapes, exploring the powerful words of Psalm 23. Along the way, they'll meet Shepherd King David and the ultimate shepherd, Jesus Christ. They'll learn how to cross from anxiety to peace, from fear to faith, and from uncertainty to a firm foundation in God's Word. They'll discover there is a God who cares for them, with fun activities, engaging lessons, and unforgettable adventures. Your kids will uncover how Psalm 23 leads them to a life of hope, trust, and gratitude to their Creator and Savior. Whether your kids are hearing about the Good Shepherd for the first time or growing deeper in their relationship with Jesus, Emerald Crossing will be a life-changing experience, pointing each one toward the love and peace found only in Christ.
Get your passport ready for an Irish adventure through Psalm 23 as we get to know the Shepherd King David and our gentle Shepherd and King Jesus Christ.
So I don't know how my voice is going to be by the end of that week, but we'll see. We'll see what happens that next Sunday. But it's a pretty exciting thing. I think that's very fitting with the way the world is today, the topic and all that stuff, and going through the life of David and all the stuff that he went through, and being able to have Jesus as our good shepherd would be. I'm really excited about it. I think there is even adult classes and different things you guys can watch if you're interested in learning more about that stuff and going over the life of David through the VBS Answers in Genesis. So that is wonderful. So if you can sign up and help, that'd be great. Another thing, it's an announcement / prayer request. Aldine and Joy, a car from SBA, had lost their baby, and we are putting together the meal train for them. If you are on the email list and you got the email, there's a link in there. You can click that link, and it takes you to a website, and then you just sign up for whichever day you can bring a meal and take it down to them. And that would be awesome if you could do that. If you didn't get the emails and you're not on the email list and you'd like to provide something for them, we can get you that link and send it to you, and we can get that for you. If you do have troubles getting down to SBA and stuff, get in contact with me or somebody that's headed down there, and we can try to figure out something to get it down there for you too. So that'd be awesome if you guys could do that for them. Are there any other announcements this morning that I might have missed? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from John 3:17. And it says this: "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Please stand and join in singing hymn number 306. In your hymnal or on the screen, "Jesus Saves," number 306. We have heard the joyful sound, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Spread the tidings all around, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is the Lord's command, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Wafted on the rolling tide, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Tell the sinners far and wide, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Sing above the battle strife, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." By his death and endless life, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Give the winds a mighty voice, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Let the nations now rejoice, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song in victory, "Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Greet one another this morning.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
We are in a time where we have the opportunity to go to the Lord in prayer and share some requests and take those to the Lord. A few things to update that are in your bulletin and make you aware of. On the right-hand side in our prayer list, we got Bob Ohm in there with the cancer, and also you've probably seen the emails about things are kind of on hold. He is going to be having a stress test on April 1st, and then figuring out from there how to proceed, so we'll be praying for that, and that the doctors can determine whether or not it's safe to proceed with the other procedures that he needs. A few down from there, you see Lynette Polich. She did have a shoulder replacement surgery earlier this week. She is home and doing okay, but pray for her and her recovery for that. And then about halfway down, you see Rich Strasberg. We've been praying for Rich. He is back home now, so that's a praise, but continue to pray for him as well. And then as Pastor Abe mentioned, we want to be praying for Eldine and Joy, pray for encouragement and strength for them with the loss of their baby. And we certainly want to continue to pray for things going on around the world with conflicts in Iran and Ukraine and different places. I see Cindy is back, so and we want to continue to pray for Cindy's brother, Danny. Things are going pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. That's good. That's a praise. So we're glad to hear that. Do we have anything else we need to pray about this morning? Ruth. Okay. All right. So Dale Paulson had prostate surgery this past Tuesday, and he is doing well. So continue to pray for Dale. Yep. Who was diagnosed with lung cancer?
Karen Pike.
Okay. Karen? Okay. So pray for Karen with diagnosis of lung cancer. Anything else this morning? Yeah, Mark.
Debbie's getting induced on Wednesday. Pray for that.
Okay, so Wednesday this week, Abby will be induced, so pray for safe delivery of the baby and healthy mom and all the details there to go well. Anything, yeah, Darcy. Okay. What's his name?
Dave.
So Darcy's brother-in-law, Dave, a heart issue that they found while he was having another procedure. So pray for that. Anything else this morning? Lynn.
Our daughter Kelsey will be having her baby tomorrow.
Okay. So Kelsey will be having her baby tomorrow. It's not a competition. I'll be praying for Kelsey and everything to go smoothly there with her delivery. Anything else? Abe.
More of an update on my mom. We were praying for her. She had a heart attack a couple weeks ago. And they didn't find any blockages, which is good, but the problem is still there. They're going to go see a vascular doctor, and that got scheduled for May 12th.
How do you pronounce her first name?
Choya,
okay, all right. And Don, did you have something, or were you pointing at Abe? Okay, all right, you're my spotter for me, thank you, yeah. Any others this morning? Mary. Okay, so we'll be praying for Mary and need of a job. after this school year, I assume? Okay. All right, we're praying for Mary. Any others? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege that we have to come together this morning and to worship you. We thank you for this body of believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for the privilege that it is to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to exhort one another. We just pray that you will be at work this morning in our time together. We pray that we would each be encouraged. We pray that our worship would be pleasing to you. We thank you that we know that you are familiar with all of the details of each of these requests that have been shared this morning, and also all the requests that weren't shared that may be on hearts and minds. We thank you for the fact that we know that you are sovereign and you are in control, and that your will be accomplished. We pray that you would be with Kelsey and with Abby over the next few days as they both be giving birth to to new life. We thank you for that, and we pray that everything would go smoothly with the delivery, and pray the babies would be healthy, and pray that moms would be healthy, and pray there'd be no complications. We pray that you will be with those that have had surgery recently. We pray that you'd be with Lynette and a continued recovery from her shoulder surgery, for Dale and recovery from his prostate surgery. We pray that you'd be with Dave and the heart issue that they found, and pray that that can be taken care of and there's not anything too major going on there. We pray for Abe's mom, Choya, and for the situation with her heart as well, and pray that everything would be fine between now and when she has her next appointment, and pray that you'd guide the doctors in knowing what course of treatment to pursue. We thank you that Rich Strasberg is able to be back at home. We pray for his continued strengthening and just for his health, and just pray for encouragement for him. We pray for Karen and the diagnosis of lung cancer that she's received, and we pray for encouragement for her and also for wisdom there and knowing what course of treatment to pursue. We pray that you would be with Mary, and we pray that you would provide a job for her. We thank you that she's been part of our congregation this past year, and we pray that you would give her peace as she anticipates not knowing what the future might be. I pray that you would provide a perfect opportunity for her, and that everything would go smoothly with that. We pray for the Akars, and we pray for peace for them as well. We pray for encouragement for them during this time of sorrow with the loss of their baby. We thank you that they have their faith and trust in you, and we just pray that you would be very close to them during this time. We're mindful of the fires that are going on in different parts of our country, in the Black Hills and Nebraska. Different places are dealing with the danger of fire that can spread so quickly and can be so destructive. We pray for those that have been impacted already by loss of property or livestock. We pray for those that are dealing with fighting the fires and trying to keep those under control. We pray for them. We're mindful as well of conflict that exists in many areas in our world. We are praying still for the war in Ukraine. We pray for the war in Iran. We know there are places in Africa where there is still fighting that's taking place. And we know that there are other places that are perhaps on the brink of conflict. We pray for the men and women that are on the front lines and are fighting. We pray for peace to be brought to those areas. We pray for wisdom for leaders and decisions that they make. Pray for guidance and direction for military personnel. We pray for families that are separated with loved ones who are deployed for fighting. We just ask for your will to be done in each of those situations. We thank you for the peace that we have here, and we pray that we not take that for granted, and that we would be vigilant and praying for our leaders and vigilant and being intentional about praying for your will to be done and for you to be at work in different areas around the world. We thank you for the persons and the work that they do in the Philippines, and we thank you for their faithfulness and their service there. We pray that you would continue to encourage them in their work, provide for their needs. Pray for the camp season that will be starting soon, and pray for each of the campers that will be going through, and just pray that there will be many lives that will be touched and encouraged during that season. Thank you for your provision for our needs. We thank you that your word promises that you are faithful to provide all of our needs, and we pray that we would steward wisely what you have entrusted us with, individually and as a congregation. We thank you for the offering that we're about to receive, and pray that we would use it wisely for the ministries of our church and the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Isn't it amazing how God can show us the beauty of warmth yesterday and then reminds us that he is the Lord, he is the all-powerful, he is the all-knowing, and then shows us that it's chilly this morning. We're going to sing for his kingdom, we're going to sing to love him. Let's stand.
Earth. share something here. As I was had a little bit of quiet time this morning, I was reading, and there was a phrase in that short little deal that struck me kind of hard, I guess. It comes out of, oh, no, I don't remember. Anyways, and the phrase that got me, it says, from what you have, take and make an offering to the Lord. And I had to stop and think, like, what do I have to give of? What am I giving of what I have? You know, kind of back and forth. And it's been on my mind quite a bit here this morning of, you know, what am I giving? How am I using what I have? Be it my time, be it my words, what, you know. And it brought me back to as a reminder of the Lord gives what we need. And he gives it in abundance to where we have more than what we need. And of that, we're to share with others and help others as much as possible with that. But anyway.
Your name.
I'm just going to share a little thing. We're trying to figure out who's going to run the remote, who's going to run the clicker, because Jim always did that for us so beautifully, so effortlessly, and now we're trying to find our new rhythm. So just bear with us as we get that figured out. We're going to sing How Great Is Our God. Prepare your hearts for service.
Father, we thank you that you are a great God, and we thank you for the privilege to be your children and to come together this morning and worship you. We thank you for the beauty of your creation. We thank you for your creativity that we see around us each day and for the gift that you have given us of being your sons and your daughters through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.